Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And is there any doubt, Clint Sterner, that this is the best wide receiver and the best cornerback in the league in terms of Nuke Hopkins and Jalen Ramsey?
I do not believe so. I don't know that there's either one can be debated. I think if you really want to break it down and say, you know, in the receiver category, who's the best route runner, who's the fastest, I mean, I think you could probably insert a couple of names into the mix. But when you just flat out ask the question, who's the best wide receiver in the NFL, it is DeAndre Hopkins, without a doubt. I don't care if he's no drop hop 2018 or he drops two or three suspect balls on Monday Night Football. Nuke Hopkins is the best receiver in the league, big picture, generally speaking. Jalen Ramsey, if I were picking a corner right now, Jalen Ramsey would be that guy. I'm sure there's some bigger guys. I'm sure there's some guys that may have, more the stats may be a little bit more impressive in the past. There may be guys that have a little different technique strength than Jalen Ramsey. But when it comes down to give me a corner that can play all coverages, particularly man, really, really well, has great instincts, is strong as hell, and has he's got so much dog in him that it's scary, I'll take Jalen Ramsey over anybody else in the league. Personally, you can disagree.
No, I don't disagree.
Not you, Tricky Rick. Just everybody out there, listen, you can disagree if you want, but there's no shoe-in better at either position than either one of these guys. There's nobody you go, well, what about this guy? And everybody goes, well, you're right. No, these two guys are at the top of the list any way you slice it.
So the last meeting that they had last year, Nuke Hopkins hit Jalen Ramsey with 12 catches for 147 yards. Talk to me about this matchup on Sunday, Clint. I don't anticipate Deion Sanders and Andre Rison be slapping each other out there and all that kind of stuff, because there is a lot of mutual respect between DeAndre Hopkins and Jalen Ramsey. But I mean, is this copy and paste? Like 12 catches, buck 47. Do you see Nuke dominating Jalen once again?
Well, I think it depends on how the Jacksonville Jaguars approach this thing. I think last year they tried to approach the Houston Texans offense and Nuke Hopkins. They tried to approach it as just this is how we play defense and we're going to stay in our game. And I don't believe that's how you can play. You can defend Nuke Hopkins. You got to get creative. You got to do things a little bit differently. If you treat him like any other receiver in the league, he is absolutely 100% going to get his. And he's got a play caller and a quarterback that if you do that, if you give them opportunity, they are going to take it. And they're going to take it. And when I say they, I mean Bill O'Brien and Deshaun Watson. They are going to take every single opportunity that you give them to get the rock to Hopkins. And so pre-snap, if you don't do anything other than have Jalen Ramsey on him to deter me from throwing the ball that direction, I'm going to throw the ball that direction. Like, Jalen Ramsey's not enough. Deshaun Watson looks out there and goes, wait a minute, the backer's not extended? Okay, let's throw the slant. Backer's not extended, corner soft? Okay, let's throw the hitch. Let's throw a smoke route. Oh, you want to press him with no safety over the top? Okay, we're going to back shoulder this thing and we're going to throw it over the top. You want to play quarters in the red zone with the safety shaded inside because we got a tight end to that side? Oh, okay, well, we're going to throw the bang eight and it's going to be a throw in the ocean easy catch for 6 points. You've got to – I don't care who you are. I don't care how talented you are. You've got to take DeAndre Hopkins away by your alignment. You can't align as if that's Clint Sterner out there at the flanker position or in the slot. You've got to give him attention. That linebacker's got to give him a step or two. That corner's got to give him a step or two. That safety's got to be a step or two over the top. You don't want to take that for granted, because you got a play caller and a quarterback that will see every play for four quarters. The one thing that they do really, really well is they keep an eye on DeAndre Hopkins and the opportunities to get him to rock. And if you even leave the door cracked, they take advantage of it. So last year, they treated Hop like he was just any other receiver in the league, and Deshaun went to him and took advantage of it. If they decide to do it again this year, you'll see more of the same. I don't think they're going to, I don't think you'll see the same approach this year that you've seen in the past from Jacksonville.
Well, 12 catches and 147 yards would cause me to reevaluate my strategy. Now, you're going to hear, ladies and gentlemen, from Deshaun Watson about this matchup with Nuke Hopkins and Jalen Ramsey in just a second. But this is what Hop said after the win last year against Jacksonville in the 12 for 147. Quote, "We knew for us to win this game, we were going to have to attack him. Just couldn't shy away from him. He's going to play one-on-one. That's what I want every time. Deshaun Watson trusted me."
Yeah, no doubt. And he's got, Bill O'Brien's going to trust him. Hell, anybody in the right mind, anybody in sound mind and body is going to trust DeAndre Hopkins. And so you can bank on the fact that if that's how they walk out of the locker room and that's how they take the field on the defensive side of the football this year, then Hop's going to have a big game. Here's the luxury that Jacksonville has, though, Rick. I love talking this matchup because it's the best versus the best. Jacksonville has the luxury. This goes back to the same approach of, like, the Texans have the luxury of just leaving DeAndre Hopkins to the short side of the field and get him the ball when you can, force some throws to him. He's going to make them. Throw the ball deep over the top. He's going to go get a couple. You know, if you want to run, if they shade him and shade everybody his direction, well, then run him on that deep crossing route, and he'll run away from all that attention, and you can get him to rock. And, you know, you can force the football to him, or you can move him around a little bit, and you can get him some easy catches. You can create opportunities for everybody else. You can create easy throws for your quarterback. You can create easy protections for your offensive line all by moving one guy. He's that good. If Jacksonville's smart, they'll come in here and they'll have A.J. Boye and a safety on Hop, and then Ramsey will lock up whoever number two is. Ramsey will lock down the other side of the field. That would be an approach that I would expect Jacksonville to at least try at some point in this game.
That's kind of a buzzkill. My theater tickets are for Ramsey v. Hopkins.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, it's going to be a chess match, and I just think Jacksonville may come in here beating on their chest and thinking that they're – look, if it's up to Ramsey
– Yeah, I was just going to say that.
He's going to beat on his chest, and he's going to come in here, and he's going to
want
to play.
I want Hop one-on-one.
Right, no, you don't, Chief. I mean, no, you don't.
Be
no,
careful you what don't. You wish
no,
for,
you
right?
Don't. No, you don't. Don't set yourself up to fail again, man. I mean, that's just – I mean, so – You're either going to get that beat my chest, come in here and try to man up on a guy that beat me like a drum last year, or you're going to go, hey, let's put, this guy's unbelievably good. Let me figure out a way that we can slow him down and have a chance to win the game. And I just don't know that man-on-man Ramsey Hopkins is the way to go. The good thing is for Jacksonville is they've got other options if they want to. A lot of teams don't have other options. A lot of teams, you go, hey, this is the best we got, and if we give you too much attention, it's like Houston last year versus Indianapolis, right? T.Y. Hilton comes in here, it may have been the playoff game or I can't remember which game it was, but T.Y. Hilton comes in here, and it's like overload wherever they put T.Y. Hilton, and then you put a corner on the backside versus, I can't even remember the kid's name, he's not with them anymore, but they put a corner manned up backside, and that dude got torched on slant and goes. He got torched on basic corner routes on the backside. And now that receiver made a bunch of money because of what he did versus the Texans. But the Texans don't have the ability to do that kind of thing, to give one guy all the attention. The Jacksonville Jaguars can give all the attention to Hopkins and go, boy, hey, you get on that backside and you shut down whoever's on the backside. Now, so then it becomes Fuller versus Boye. I'm sorry, not Boye. They have the ability to go, Ramsey, you get on the backside, and we're going to let Boye and company attack Hopkins over here. And so they've got options that they can at least throw at the Texans where most teams don't have that option.
Check out what Jalen Ramsey said after getting torched for 12 and 147 by Nuke Hopkins last year. Jalen Ramsey said, quote, "I would say this is my least favorite for me, this game. I had some good coverage, and he still made good catches. He got me on one long ball. That was really nice." He continued to say, Clint, Jalen Ramsey, "I dropped one of my opportunities. It was a good battle, but I'll chalk this one up to him. I'm the realist, so I'm going to keep it real." But the fact about, "I would say this is my least favorite for me this game," that he's having nightmares about Nuke Hopkins because he's watching the tape of that game maybe right now as we speak. And I got new Hopkins on Sunday. Look, this ain't going to be fun.
There ain't no doubt about it. I mean, I remember the back shoulder grab, or the over the shoulder grab that he had on Ramsey. That was a spectacular catch, and you're just one of those. You just go, man, how'd he catch that? He just did that to the number one corner in the league. And so, if you're Ramsey, and Ramsey's one of the, like, I really like Ramsey, by the way. Like, I really like the superstar, confident, trash talker, with the best of them.
He talked a bunch of trash against your fraternity, Clint.
He threw the whole
fraternity under the bus.
Who's the fraternity?
Quarterbacks.
Oh, I ain't worried about
that. Eli Manning, Josh Allen, Ben Roethlisberger. He threw all y'all under the bus.
I ain't worried about all that. But he's real flamboyant. But yet, when somebody gets the best of you, you don't run and hide. You just say, hey, man, he got the best of me. I'm going to chalk this one up to Hopkins. That kind of guy right there, I can respect the hell out of that approach. And I can stomach all the other stuff, knowing that when you get beat, you're at least man enough to go, hey, man, I got beat today. And so, again, I'm looking for, I hope Jacksonville comes to Houston for a one-on-one battle with Hopkins and Ramsey. I think all of the NFL, coast to coast, all the NFL fans will have their eyes set on Houston versus Jacksonville, Hopkins versus Ramsey, zero doubt about it. That is must-see TV this weekend. But I don't think that's the best thing for Jacksonville to do. I don't think that's the smartest thing for Jacksonville to do, given the fact that Hopkins and Watson went off against them last time on their turf.
BMAC, please do not send that audio to Jacksonville and to head coach Doug Marrone. We do not need the great Clint Sterner. I didn't call you the old QA, sir. I called you great.
I ain't even paying Boy, you selling hard. Go ahead.
Is that an upgrade?
Yeah, it beats the hell out of the old QB. it beats the hell out of that.
All right. So we're talking about Jalen Ramsey versus our guy, Nuke Hopkins. Number one against number one. It is the best individual mano-a-mano matchup in week two in the NFL. And Deshaun Watson very simply depicts what's going to happen on Sunday.
We don't try to trick anybody. We know exactly what we're going into this week. Jalen Ramsey is going to guard Nuke Hopkins. AJ Boye is going to guard Will Fuller. And that's that. You got to win your matchup. So whatever route we call, whatever play concept we call, go win your matchup, and the best man wins. And they go back and forth. They've been going back and forth since, you know, the last 3 or 4 years, and it's always been a good matchup. And they know that too. So it's the same routine going in this week.
So get your popcorn ready and maybe some Coors Light. And if you're a little younger, maybe just a Coca-Cola. But Clint, you have been critical of Bill O'Brien. So how does Watson saying, go win your matchup, we're just going to line up and not think about it too much, how does that sit with you?
I mean, well, I've been critical of Bill O'Brien and the play calling game plan, and how important that is this year is the big deal, right? And then the quarterback. So when I hear Deshaun Watson come out and go, it's one-on-one, we know what it is, we got to go out and win our battles, I can appreciate him saying that, because I think that's the right mentality to have, is like, my guys are better than yours, we're going to win the battle. But I hope like all get out now that Bill O'Brien and them are over there behind them closed doors game planning and scheming this thing up to move Hop, to throw the screen game, throw the quick game, and not just my man's better than yours, we're going to play one-on-one and we got to beat you. I just hope that the scheme and the game plan is to get Deshaun Watson easy throws, preferably to Nuke Hopkins. Not necessarily the back shoulders, the over. Those are nice. Go get them when they're there. When they present themselves, go get it, baby. All gas, no brake, go get it. You know what I mean? But throughout, if they come out and they're going to play zone, and maybe you're beating your head against the wall in the run game because they got a really good front. Maybe your quarterback is heating him up because they got a rookie over there, and they got a couple of other really, really good young pass rushers that can get after your quarterback. I just hope that we're scheming and game planning, moving Hop, moving Duke Johnson around to get those quick throws, to get those screens, to slow down the rush, because it's not always about Deshaun Watson and Nuke Hopkins win your battles. A lot of times with this offense, all the time for this offense to take the next step and win games versus teams like New Orleans, right? It's about creating those easy throws. It's about the quarterback and the receiver and the running back in time and the play caller doing their job at a level to where the offensive lineman's job is much easier. Okay, so I just hope that we don't get caught up in this whole, as we're watching this game, the Texans are calling plays and Deshaun's holding the rock, trying to get the ball down the field to Hopkins. I just hope that's not what I see. I hope that's not what I hear from Deshaun Watson. I really, really think this is a week where you've got to be multiple. You've got to move Hopkins to a fault. Move him every damn snap. You got to move him around. You got to create mismatches. You got to find a way to get him involved instead of – you got to find other ways to get him involved other than throwing the back shoulder versus Ramsey. If every ball he catches, Ramsey's hanging on his back, that's a tough night at the office, man. There's easier ways to go about it. And I think this is a week to really, really keep an eye on. Can this offensive staff keep the plan that was rolling the first half against the Saints? Can they keep that thing rolling throughout the season? And it starts with Jacksonville week two.
We are Clinton Campbell on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. And we're going to watch Hopkins and Ramsey on the field on opposing teams on Sunday. I think it's a legitimate possibility, Clint Sterner, that Jalen Ramsey is a Texan as early as the 2020 offseason. He is an unrestricted free agent after the 2020 season, so 2021, when he will make $17.3 million. That's next year. He's vastly underpaid this year. Xavien Howard right now of the Dolphins is currently the highest paid cornerback in the league at just over $15 million, right around the same as Jadeveon Clowney's franchise number. So the salary cap, Clint, goes up by about $10 million per year. This year, it's $188.2 million. Next year, if the trend continues, it'll be at about $198. In 2021, when he's a free agent and maybe the Texans could go get him, the salary cap will be at $208. 20 more than it is right now. And as we know, they've got some $20 to $30 million, depending on the Nick Martin contract extension and salary cap room to play with. So I'm not guaranteeing it. I'm not calling it likely. I'm just saying it's possible that Jalen Ramsey, because he and Nuke Hopkins have a mutual respect. Jalen Ramsey doesn't like playing against Nuke Hopkins, so maybe if you can't beat him, you join him. But here's the other thing with this, Clint, because the NFL is becoming more like the NBA in terms of NBA guys, Kawhi Leonard, Paul George orchestrating the whole thing going to the Clippers. The NFL is watching their buddies in the NBA call their own shot and go wherever they want to play. Jadeveon Clowney just did that to the Houston Texans. He didn't want to play for the Dolphins. He wanted to play for the Seahawks. He's a Seahawk. Antonio Brown didn't want to play for Pittsburgh or Oakland. He wanted to play for the Pats, and now he's a Patriot. You think about it, Le'Veon Bell didn't want to play for the Steelers. Sits out all year long to go to the New York Jets. So Jalen Ramsey, to me, theoretically, could play the NBA card, the me card, and demand a trade as early as the 2020 offseason. And I would tell you right now that the Texans should be the first team to pick up that phone and try to negotiate some kind of a deal with Jalen Ramsey.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt about it that when it comes time for Jalen Ramsey to get paid, he's going to be a guy that is as NBA-like as there is in the league. I mean, outside of some of your quarterbacks that are a little bit more recognizable, I think, you know, Deshaun Watson's going to be able to back up the Brinks truck. But Jalen Ramsey's a name that he's done a hell of a job, whether it's a GQ article or the fact that he's the best in the league, he's done a hell of a job of creating a brand for himself where people recognize him without his helmet on. And so he is an absolute ATM machine for whoever he signs with. And he's going to be a guy that there's no doubt about it is going to have that kind of flash and that kind of pop with signing him when that time comes. Now, you know, I don't know from a salary cap standpoint. I'll start throwing all those numbers out there, and I'm like, golly, man, I'm lost in the weeds, man, with the numbers. But I know that when that time comes, if Bradley Roby doesn't work out to be a number one corner, which I really like where Bradley Roby's at, by the way. But if Bradley Roby doesn't work out to be a lock corner, then they will definitely be in the market for a guy like Jalen Ramsey. Now, do they want to go pay that kind of money when you know you're going to have one of the top two young quarterback contracts in the league? You're going to have the number one receiver that you're going to have to pay at some point. You're going to have a top two or three defensive lineman from a pay standpoint that you're going to have to pay at some point. There's a lot of dudes. At some point, we've got to start budgeting some things. Everybody can't be the highest paid at their position and play with the Houston Texans all at once.
Yeah, no, I hear what you're saying, but you think about Roby this year, he's at 10. Jalen, the highest paid cornerback's at 15. That's only a $5 million bump over Roby to get a guy like a Jalen Ramsey in here. And Roby, I'm not trying to kick you out of town. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.